With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. Eastertide continues on today's program as we listen to great music that celebrates the resurrection by William Byrd, Edward Barrastow, Charles Wood, Charles Tournemeer, and many others. We'll begin with organ music by Marcel Dupré. His Passion Symphony grew out of an improvised symphony he performed in 1922 on the Wanamaker organ at what is now Macy's in downtown Philadelphia. He later wrote down some of the thematic material from that improvisation and developed it into the Passion Symphony, which he premiered in 1924. The movements are built on plainsong themes outlining pivotal moments in the life of Christ. The final movement, Resurrection, is performed by David Briggs on the Willis organ of St. George's Hall, Liverpool. David Briggs played Resurrection from the Passion Symphony by Marcel Dupré. Pascha Nostrum by William Byrd is next. It's a beautiful five-part setting of the Communion Antiphon for Easter and is a reflective motet that focuses on the mystery of the Eucharist. Graham Ross leads the choir of Clare College, Cambridge. Christ the Paschal Lamb has been sacrificed. Alleluia. Pascha Nostrum by William Byrd was sung by the choir of Clare College, Cambridge. Graham Ross conducted. Christian Gellert's 18th century hymn Jesus Lives is set to Henry Gauntlet's tune St. Albinus in an arrangement by Richard Webster. We'll hear the choir of All Saints Episcopal Church, Beverly Hills. Thomas Foster conducts and Craig Phillips plays the organ.
Thank you.
Thomas Foster led the choir of All Saints Church Beverly Hills in the hymn Jesus Lives, as arranged by Richard Webster. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Charles Wood's influence on English music was most keenly felt as a teacher of such luminaries as Rayfon Williams, Thomas Beecham, William Harris, and Michael Tippett. He also composed quite a lot of music, but most of it was not published until after his death. His joyful Easter anthem, "'Tis the Day of Resurrection," is next, based on a text taken from an ancient Greek ode by John Damascene and translated in the 19th century by John Mason Neale. The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, performs this ambitious work.
Thank you.
"'Tis the Day of Resurrection" by Charles Wood was performed by the Choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott directed. A text from the Song of Songs is often read or sung during Eastertide, and we'll hear a beautiful setting of "Arise, My Love" by Joel Martinson next. The choir of the Marble Collegiate Church in New York sings under the direction of Kenneth Dake. Kenneth Dake led the choir of Marble Collegiate Church in "Arise, My Love" by Joel Martinson. Brass, organ, percussion, and choirs are a powerful combination and lend a majestic and celebratory aspect to festival services. Joseph Noyan's great Easter choral fanfare Christus Vincit is next, as arranged by Jerry Hancock and performed by the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys. John Scott conducts. John Scott and the choir of St. Thomas Church, New York, sang Christus Vincit by Joseph Noyon as arranged by Jerry Hancock. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The hymn tune Elicom is often associated with the Palm Sunday hymn Hosanna, Loud Hosanna. It was adapted from an 18th century German songbook by William Henry Monk. In our next selection, it brilliantly sets the 8th century Easter text attributed to John of Damascus, the Day of Resurrection. Jerry Hancock provides spectacular accompaniment for the University of Texas Chamber Singers, led by James Morrow. The Day of Resurrection, set to the tune Elicom, was sung by the University of Texas Chamber Singers, led by James Morrow, and accompanied by the incomparable Jerry Hancock. Sir Edward Barstow had a long and fruitful tenure as organist of York Minster from 1913 until his death in 1946. Among his best-loved choral works is a setting of words from a hymn translated by John Mason Neale from the Latin. Blessed City, Heavenly Salem, with a wonderful organ accompaniment, exemplifies much of what is characteristic of Barstow's music, a sort of mix of Brahmsian harmony with plain song, in this case the chant Urbs Beata. John Scott leads the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, in this performance. Andrew Lucas plays the organ. The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, led by John Scott, sang Blessed City, Heavenly Salem by Sir Edward Barstow. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. To some, it may seem intimidating, even pointless, to compose a new setting of the one-word text Alleluia, since so many striking examples already exist in choral literature. We immediately think of Randall Thompson's iconic setting, or perhaps the closing portion of J.S. Bach's motet Lobet den Herrn. But a more recent Alleluia, by Oklahoma native Ralph Manuel, is a worthy addition to the repertoire. His Alleluia, with its straightforward style and harmonic movement, may recall Randall Thompson's famous setting of that word from the mid-20th century, but it reveals Manuel's own personal voice, which makes the piece unique without merely being derivative. The St. Olaf Choir performs under the direction of Anton Armstrong. Alleluia by Ralph Manuel was performed by the St. Olaf Choir, led by Anton Armstrong. Among the treasures of 20th century French organ music are the five improvisations by Charles Tournemire. Improvisations, by definition, are not written down, but performed extemporaneously, sometimes referred to as composing in the moment. In 1930, Tournemire recorded these improvisations on the Cavaillé-Cole instrument at his parish, the Church of Saint Clotilde in Paris, where César Franck had presided for many years. A number of years later, Tournemire's devoted student Maurice Durufle painstakingly reconstructed these improvisations from the 78 RPM recordings and published them for organists to study and perform. We'll hear Tournemire's improvisation on the Easter chant Victime Paschali Laudis, as reconstructed by Durufle and performed by organist Richard Morris on the organ at Second Baptist Church in Houston, Texas. Richard Morris played the choral improvisation on Victime Pascali by Charles Tournemire, reconstructed by Maurice Durufle. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to festive music to continue the celebration of Eastertide. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.